This week, the Department of Corrections announced it was creating a division of inmate programs and reentry. In a statement, DOC Director Charles Ryan said the goal is to reduce inmate recidivism, improve public safety, and slow the growth of the prison system in Arizona. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins spoke with the director of the new division. And Jimmy, lofty goals, but how are they going to accomplish them?
Well, Mark, what the Department of Corrections has done is it's reorganized, so there isn't any new programming, but there is a significant change in which departments are grouped together at the DOC, and there's a renewed emphasis on helping inmates transition back into society.
So who's in charge of this new effort?
Her name is Karen Hellman. She's the new director. She's had a long history working in the Arizona criminal justice system. She started in juvenile corrections as an officer. She's worked with women in recovery, sex offenders, and previously oversaw counseling and treatment services for the state. Now, under this new arrangement, she's overseeing community corrections and what they call inmate programs.
It encompasses religious services, academic education, our Arizona correctional industries, which are work programs, the counseling and treatment, which is the sex offender treatment, substance abuse treatment, our general reentry issues, that's reentry preparation. And now the really exciting part is our Community Corrections Bureau is part of this. So we have the inside preparation part and the outside release part now under the same division. So we're really excited about that because that will facilitate communication. The individuals working inside, whether it be a counselor, a teacher, a correctional officer, three who function as a case managers, to better communicate with the parole officers, community corrections officers on the outside, so that that handoff, to use a counseling term, be more of a warm handoff, so that they will know all the needs. They will know exactly what the inmate has completed, what their needs are, and be able to then pick up the ball from that point and run forward with it.
So hopefully a smoother transition.
Yes. A smoother transition with the ultimate goal of the more smooth we can make the transition, the more successful we hope that the offender is after release.
What would you like to see more emphasis put on now that you're in this position of overseeing all these different programs? Is there one specific area that you think, you know, gets really good results and you think would benefit from perhaps more resources, more attention?
Yeah. The area I would most like to concentrate on that I think will give us our biggest bang for the buck and our most success is weaving in throughout all of our programming the idea of cognitive behavioral therapy and change. Research demonstrates time and time again that when we look at what are called criminogenic factors, and those are factors that are most likely to bring someone back into the criminal justice system, criminal thinking is the number three. The first is a history of acting out criminally. Well, we can't change the history. That's written in stone, what it is, what it is. But what we can do is the third factor is that criminal thinking. So if we can weave those elements and get the inmates while they're with us, start to challenging some of their distorted thinking patterns so that upon release, they start making, well, actually while they're with us and then upon release, they're making much better choices.
But teaching those kinds of huge moral decisions, is that something that you have the resources and the time, the ability to do?
It'll be a challenge. And that's why, because time can be short for some of these inmates, the idea of wherever we can weave this into, it's going to reinforce that consistently.
What does the creation of this division say about where we are as a society when we think about the criminal justice system?
I think as a society, it says that we are realizing that we're sending people to prison, and just sending them to prison is only part of the equation. There is that you've done a crime, you need to pay back to society, and however we decide to do that. But over 95% of people coming to prison are coming back out. They will be in your community. They will be your neighbor. They will be the person serving you at your local restaurant or, you know, your auto mechanic. So that's why we really want to prepare them for the return.
That was Karen Hellman, the new director of the new Division of Inmate Programs and Reentry in the Arizona Department of Corrections. And Mark, she told me, depending on how things play out at the legislature, Director Ryan and Governor Ducey have told her to plan on opening the new Community Corrections Center here in Maricopa County by July 1st. So that's the next development to look for this summer.
KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome, Mark.